Hey, what is going on? It is Crypto Bobby. Hope you're having a great day, great night, wherever you're watching or listening in from. The big news today, the big news that just dropped within the past like 30 minutes, hour or so, is that the Bitcoin ETF, that there was a ton of hopium, ton of hype, a lot of people excited about, that was supposed to go down between, potentially gain approval between August 10th and August 16th, with the two dates that a lot of people are talking about. That was actually pushed back today, within the past hour to 30 minutes or so. So I want to talk a lot about that, or at least briefly about that. But one thing that I want to say thank you for real quick is today is actually the 1 year anniversary that I started making videos on YouTube. So in the past 365 days, actually made 354 videos, something crazy like that. Appreciate all the support. And tonight at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time, if you're watching this on August 7th, I'll actually be doing a quick YouTube live crypto happy hour to just hang out, have a beer, talk to you guys about what's going on, what's happening in the market as a whole. So thank you to everybody for the support over the past year. It's been a crazy year. A lot of stuff professionally, personally. So I really do appreciate all the support in the past year. But so like I said, the big news in the past 24 hours, really in the past hour, is that the SEC has delayed the VanEck SolidX Bitcoin ETF decision until September 30th, I believe. And that is something that I think most people expected. Most people expected this, but there was still a lot of hype because there are a few reasons which we'll get into as far as the justification for the hype. But the SEC came out today and said, you know, we're looking at this proposal and we have chosen to push back the decision on this proposed Bitcoin ETF from VanEck and from SolidX. And we will make a decision by September 30th of 2018 to either approve, disapprove, or basically push out the decision even further. And this is something, there were a couple good tweets in the past about this from other people. So one person, Alex Kruger, at crypto underscore macro, I'll link to his tweet storm, but I actually included him on a tweet a few weeks ago because I thought his stuff on the ETFs was really really solid and kind of poured a little bit of cold water around all the hype on it, because I think that needs to be done. A lot of people get really hyped up. They literally take that hopium and they suck it out of a straw. Not allowed in San Francisco. No straws allowed in San Francisco, but they suck it out of a straw and they just get really jacked up about things and they kind of forget about facts and they forget about the past. But when you look at what Alex had mentioned previously, you know, the initial announcement was supposed to be for this ETF, was supposed to be August 10th. And then some people said August 16th, but he also mentioned this, and this was on July 18th. So 2-3 weeks ago, the SEC is prone to postpone the decision for complicated cases. This is certainly a complicated case. He also said the SEC can make announcements many days before the limit date. So this is actually August 16th was supposed to be the date. This is over a week in advance of that. And going into that even further, the SEC is required to announce a decision within 45 days of the filing, which was the August 10th to 16th timeframe. And then they can postpone that decision after that up to 90 days from that filing, which is September 30th, and then up to 180 days from that filing, and then up to 240 days for that filing as well. So there have been numerous scenarios where the SEC has pushed back these decisions far as possible, and then basically denies them on the last day. So that's happened with some of these Winklevoss ETFs, where they've gotten pushed back. And I think it's just always important to keep a rational view on things. And there was a good tweet from Deusex Machina Dirty Dan on Twitter. I'll link to him as well. And he said this, and I somewhat disagree with him, and then he had a good counterpoint as well. So he said the SEC delay is a positive thing in regards to Bitcoin ETFs, because it means they're taking it seriously. They want to do it right. A delay may mean they intend to improve but not make mistakes, and it puts us closer to ICE futures. And my counter argument to that was, you know, yes, those are true, but they've also pushed back basically every other ETF application before denying it. So that's kind of my counter argument. So it's not necessarily a positive. You know, just because it's getting pushed back doesn't mean it's being taken any more seriously necessarily than, let's say, the Winklevoss ETFs or some of the other ETFs that have come in the pipeline. And Dan had a great counter argument and said that appreciates it. But he does think that the CBOE has some leverage on the previous ones, i.e. the Winklevoss ETFs, because they're a more established organization. They're a more established financial institution. They actually have priced each share of the ETF at 25 Bitcoin versus a low amount. And the reason that's important is because that will reduce retail speculation. It's going to cost 25. The share price of the Bitcoin ETF will be pegged to 25 Bitcoin rather than to one Bitcoin or to some small fractional amount of Bitcoin. So that'll be harder for the average person, much, much harder for the average person to actually accumulate or to buy into that Bitcoin ETF. So it will reduce retail speculation. And then lastly, he says they have some additional influence that other ETF seekers didn't have, which is true. The CBOE has been in the past. They have literally come out and basically lobbied the SEC in public for approval of an ETF. So those are excellent points by Dan. Really, the bottom line here is, though, it's just important to be rational when it comes to these ETFs and not get super hyped up on this or any other news. Always take the counter arguments into, you know, always take the counter arguments into consideration, because if you get too hyped up, you might get really excited about it. Maybe you went like massively long, whatever, because you thought this was going to get approved. And as we pop over here, look at the charts. Bitcoin has been selling off pretty hard. The rest of the market, after a decent day, after a decent like 12 hours or so for my portfolio and hopefully for yours as well, Bitcoin rallied from around the 6,900 mark all the way up to close to 7,100. And as soon as this announcement came off, Bitcoin jumped down pretty significantly down to the 6,800 level we were at yesterday. Now, one thing that I'm looking at presently is, are we going to hold the $6,800 mark? If we don't, it might be bombs away in a negative manner. So I think by the time perhaps Crypto Happy Hour comes around tonight at 8:30 p.m., we might have a little bit more clarity as far as what's happening with the market. But I do have some hedges set to go below $6,800. So we'll see if those end up getting filled and if I ride that wave down or not. But I'm definitely prepared if that is indeed the case. But really just wanted to pop in here today, talk briefly about the ETF decision. It is not the end of the world. Summarizing, it is really not the end of the world. I think anybody rationally speaking knew that the ETF was not going to get approved on its first go around. The SEC has literally multiple go-arounds to either approve, disapprove, or extend the decision. They have typically extended the decision until the maximum amount of time previously, and then they'll deny. This ETF, the VanEck SolidX ETF, is, like many have said, probably the best chance that a Bitcoin ETF could get approved. Definitely the best chance that we've seen so far, yet it doesn't necessarily mean that it would have gotten approved on the first time. So is this sell-off anything justified or warranted? I don't necessarily think so, but it's crypto. No sell-offs are necessarily warranted. No pumps are necessarily warranted. It's just the market doing the market. So that's kind of my initial decision, or, you know, my initial opinion on it. I'm sure there will be increased speculation going into September 30th, and I'm sure I would venture to say that the ETF does get pushed back again following September 30th. That would be my bet. That would be my best guess. So we'll have to see what ends up happening in the meantime here. But would love to hear your opinions below in the comments. And again, we'll be live on YouTube tonight, August 7th at 8:30 p.m. for a crypto happy hour to celebrate 1 year on YouTube. Thank you guys so much for your time. I really do appreciate it. Hit that like button if you enjoyed this video. Crypto Bobby signing out. Have a good one. Peace.